All right, we're broadcasting live, Scott. All right. Good morning, folks. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's December 6th, a little bit after 10 o'clock. We're getting a little bit late start today on a work session on case number PU 12-59, which is a advanced determination of prudence by Geronimo Wind Energy, LLC. Prairie Rose is the actual name of the project. And the goal today, I think, is the first time the commissioners will get a chance to talk about it. And my thoughts today, I guess, is just to get staff input and to see if the commissioners have any particular guidance as we work through this. With that, I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Kramer is not joining us today, but Commissioner Fetch is with us.
Yes, good morning. I'm glad to have this opportunity because I do have a few questions.
Okay, perfect. Well, with that, I think that the setup is we've had the hearings, we've had discussion. The advocacy staff has filed what they believe is their position, and they don't think it's a good idea is about what it comes down to. But I'd be curious for Jerry and Alon, any thoughts that you've had outside after you've had a chance to go through the hearing and see all the paperwork that's been filed?
Well, I was just mentioning to Commissioner Fetch about the settlement, and do you have it now?
I do not, and I don't see it docketed.
It's docket 58, stipulation and agreement.
Okay, well, that's not in the materials I have.
Okay. Well, and the settlement is not the be-all and end-all, because what I was about to say about it is that it isn't really a settlement of the decision, of the case, of the issues raised. It's an agreement between the two sides about some other things, but those other things I think are important because the commission, I think, needs to be thinking about the consequences of any particular course of action.
My read of the settlement is that they think the commission is not going to approve their ADP, and
yes,
they're setting the stage for a disapproval, is the way I read that.
Yes, exactly. It's kind
Could
of
somebody give me a copy
yes,
of that.
Yes, we'll go.
We'll make a copy.
You want to make a copy?
So
I
can see what we're referring.
I was just going to do that, but I kind of wanted to mention that
make
first.
Me
okay.
If what the settlement said basically was, if the project is deemed imprudent, what cost of the energy will be passed through to the customers for those kilowatt hours that they get from Geronimo Wind? And the parties agreed that there wasn't sufficient evidence on the record to make that decision at this time. And they agreed that if that's the way this goes, that staff would support the companies advocating for using the MISO costs at their LMP modes in the Fargo nodes.
I'm not sure that I don't think the finally filed one goes that far, but I think that was the discussion. Am I right, Mike, that the final one is a little more vague? Okay. But that was the discussion. You might
guess,
be remembering the first draft.
I think we'll obviously give Commissioner Fetch a chance to go through it, but I think before we get to the settlement discussion, let's talk about the case because, you know, I don't think it's deeming this imprudent. It's either prudent or it's not prudent. If we say we grant the ADP, if we don't grant it, it doesn't mean it's imprudent.
No, yeah. And that's the only reason I brought it up is because it means it could still come in rates, which we talked about at the hearing.
But I guess I personally we don't have to act on the settlement. That's their business. There's an order in front of, there's a case in front of us that we can deal with and then move forward.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to wrap this up any tighter than or any more difficult than it does, and that's what it appeared to me that settlement discussion was trying to do.
Yeah.
Trying to force our hand at a future date.
It's just laying out options, I think. But I think there are options you need to think about as you decide yes or no on prudence. That's why I brought it up. Don't you think, Chair?
They were thinking what happens if it goes unprudent, and then this is what they agreed to support as parties in the case. In the next case, I guess, is what you call it, as to what kind of a rate is paid for those kilowatt hours.
That's a separate discussion.
Yep, that's what they're
saying. Yes. I just want to be sure the commission knew that was a separate discussion and could be all the costs, none of the costs, part of the costs.
That's why I don't understand why they would go and do this. That goes without saying.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't think, though.
Didn't think it did. So, okay.
So.
One thing the settlement does, I think, because if it were silent and prudence is denied and a fuel adjustment comes in, the burden is like 100% on staff to challenge that cost, whereas the settlement says we agree to work with you.
I need some guidance here, though, because historically, if we'll have a rate case discussion and we're getting to the point of making a decision, then a settlement agreement comes in. A little bit different, but then we'll go back out and we'll notice that settlement agreement, and then we'll have potentially another hearing on that. Mm-hmm. How is this different that this doesn't have to go through those because it's not actually solving the issues?
Right. It's just what you said in the beginning. It's irrelevant to the decision. It's just relevant to what they're saying. We've promised to talk to each other going forward about the rates.
I think that the commission does not need to act on this settlement.
That's where I'm at.
Right.
Okay, see, that was like a clinker thrown in here and just really muddied the issues for me.
I think they could have not even filed it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I just thought. Yeah. It seemed to me like trying to muddy the waters
because they felt they could.
They could tell.
So our decision needs to be, is this prudent or is it not?
That's right.
And then anything beyond that would come up later and be separate.
And if I could add, I don't think you even need to determine whether or not it's prudent.
Yeah. We think there's a third option, which is dismissal.
Yeah. In my mind, they asked for an advanced determination of prudence.
On something that was already built.
Something they already did. And I'm thinking that it's no longer an advanced determination of prudence. It's a determination of prudence. And we could just decline to give them an advanced determination of prudence because they already did it.
We do have some precedent.
We didn't say
prudence after the fact, but there were lots of different circumstances. And the one I'm thinking of is Otter Tail,
when they wrote that letter way early and saying, after we do all these things, we're going to get around to applying. Remember that?
And we had a couple of other cases where we gave NSP, I think, an advanced determination of prudence on things already done.
Yeah, but and as Bruce Hagen used to say, just because we did it wrong the last 10 times doesn't mean we have to do it wrong again.
But the whole
point.
Well,
what's the purpose of an advance determination?
So that they know ahead of time.
But it's done. So if it's done, then what would be the purpose?
Yep, exactly. That was my point.
Yeah.
That was a question that kind of came out in the hearing several different times, is that this is already built. Why did you? Yeah. But some of it was they had to come and ask for ADP because of the previous rate case.
There was a settlement that said that they would.
But their timing was way off.
Yeah. And so they felt like they had to ask for it.
Okay, what would be the advantages of, because where I'm at right now is that I have no desire to support an ADP, period. So, but I'd never thought about the dismissal idea. So what would be the different viewpoints if we don't grant the ADP vice dismissal? What would be the different ramifications from those two spots?
If we don't give them an ADP and just dismiss it and don't say the project was imprudent, they would go ahead and file in their fuel cost adjustment the cost of those kilowatt hours. And we would have to challenge it at that point if we didn't like it.
Or they would file the staff. Well,
how is that different if we dismiss it?
That's what happens if we dismiss
okay.
it.
Okay. How is that? Well, now, if we go through with it and we deny it, then that's what the settlement talks about.
If we deny it, we still haven't found it imprudent.
If we deny advance, there's three choices to say no.
If we find it imprudent.
I don't think I'm in the line of finding it imprudent. It's just I don't think I want to make that determination. Okay, I'm a little slow here. Okay, so if you – I might need to write these down. We've got the three choices. If you can dismiss it, we can deny it. And what did you say the third choice was? I don't really see it.
Well, the second one would be denying advance prudence, and the third one would be denying prudence.
But we're not even having that discussion. I only see two
right,
things.
Right, but the company constantly reads, you know, they're constantly bringing it up that it really is that decision.
The settlement discussion between advocacy staff and the company does that come into play if the case is dismissed? Maybe that's a question for them, but
I think it comes into play in that they have committed to each other what it says. Like in number four, it says if ADP is not granted for whatever reason, there's two options for the commission, and they go on. What they've committed to each other is a legitimate agreement. It doesn't come into play to the commission, I don't think.
Well, I'm not sure if you don't, if you do nothing, which is basically tell them that it's not advanced, you basically have done nothing. It goes into the fuel cost adjustment. I don't know if there's anything in the, I don't think there was anything in the settlement that said that what they would do in that case.
No, it says that they both agree there's not enough evidence. There's enough evidence to grant or deny, but there's not enough evidence for what to do with rates. If it's granted, they do agree it would, the costs will be recovered through the fuel rider. If it's not granted, there's two decision options for the commission. They're telling you some options, but that doesn't mean that you have to take those. And then they talk about an order being silent. And then they say what they think operation of law will do if the order is silent. And they say no effect on final rate making, which is what Jerry's saying. And if we indicate, if the commission indicates its desire to alter the rate making treatment, that the commission may indicate its desire, and in this case, additional proceedings will be required. So they've agreed with each other that there should be or will be additional proceedings. That's all they've done, basically, is set out what they're thinking in their heads, depending on how the commission goes.
If the commission says that they don't want it recovered through the fuel cost adjustment in this
right. They say that they agree to engage in further proceedings to develop a record to support appropriate rate making. It's really an internal to the two parties type of agreement. And the commission does not have to do any of the things it mentions in here.
Alana, you have a Century Code open. Mm-hmm. Is there something there that you need to address? Or
I was just going to remind everyone, it's quoted in the briefs too, but that the language is that a public utility that intends to make a resource addition may file da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay.
And that language was discussed a lot in the drafting and in the amending. We've talked a lot about this before you do it concept among the parties and the stakeholders, not officially.
I want to just ask a little more about, I understand what a finding of it being imprudent means. I understand denying the advance determination of prudence, you know, we on a finding that it's already been built, so this is not an advance determination request. Let's go to the dismissal option. Tell me again the pros and cons of a dismissal action.
Well, I'm not sure that there are many differences between dismissal and saying it's improper to do advance. It would simply be, you know, if you thought to yourself, it shouldn't have ever even been here. It's none of our business at this point. And you don't, on a dismissal, you don't have to go through like a whole lot of findings, I wouldn't think, about why it shouldn't be advanced. But I'm not sure that the consequence of doing those two things is that different.
So perhaps a blending of them together, mm-hmm. a denial for the request for an advanced determination of prudence resulting in a dismissal because, mm-hmm. You know, it's untimely.
Mm-hmm.
It's untimely. Do we need
right.
to say more than
I
that?
I don't know that we do need to say more than that, if that's the basis. Which then you don't have to get into some of those other issues. You might have some opinions on those other issues, like what facts do you use to assess the prudence, da-da-da-da. But maybe you don't want to speak to those right now.
Right. And I recall, you know, it was raised before about, you know, why is it always brought here last? And I remember, again, reviewing a letter from Judy Pofferl, kind of a commitment mm-hmm. for the future.
Yes.
We've seen those before.
Yeah, okay.
We've seen those before.
Okay.
Numerous times, there are commitments, and that's why it's until it's filed and we see it built or it's the letters, they don't carry any weight at this point from XO.
What do you, Commissioner, what do you think about, looking at a denial of the request for ADP and dismissing it on the basis that it's not timely? Timely filed.
I would agree with that.
I mean, I think that that's clean and simple, and it's accurate.
No, I would agree with you, because I think the only reason they came in is because they had to. They had to come in for an ADP, and they should have done it beforehand. So, no, I would agree with that. A very clean order, very short.
Okay.
And move it on. That's why I just kind of, you're agreeing with you about talking through the pros and cons of how to do this, but I think a dismissal is the cleanest because it doesn't tie the future commission to anything.
Right.
That's true. That's the best point about
it. It's not timely, so, we're disposing of it.
I would agree with that. And then, right, I mean, for a draft order there would not be very hard to put together, I don't think.
No.
We'll
get it done.
There's so many
other. Have that ready to go for the December 12th meeting.
For sure, the 21st.
Yeah, okay. The 21st. Because that agenda's been input already. Yeah.
But I mean, it is worthwhile discussion to a lot of the what if game. But I don't think we really can see what that looks like because they could run through the fuel cost. They could do a variety of things. But that's our job to make sure that mm-hmm. we keep an eye on that. Okay, so I'm fine with that, completely fine.
Okay. Me too.
And maybe touch base with Commissioner Kramer if you could, Jerry, or Ilana. But obviously him and I have not talked about it, but judging from his tone in the mm-hmm. in the hearing, I suspect that he was not for the ADP either. So
yeah. That's what I would guess.
Okay, well.
So I think the only thing would be to walk him through the 2 points of a dismissal, and I can't speak for him, but I know the two of us agree, so we can proceed. And this is my portfolio, right, ADP, so I would make the motion.
And I'll second it.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
We don't vote on that now, do we?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
But you typically
I make the motion,
go in your,
I was like, okay.
When it's time to make a motion, yeah.
Thank you.
That's what you meant, right?
Well, I guess our intent is pretty clear then.
No, I think, but that's the point of these work sessions, is that we put out our thoughts, and unless there's something that we need to hash over again, it's easier to get to a decision now. And I just think that the whole settlement discussion, that's all well and good, but that's for something down the road. I mean, there's a discussion about this company bringing in a rate case. There's all kinds of things going on.
Exactly.
And so I think that this answers this case, and it sends a direction that come to us when ADP is appropriate or timely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to dismiss your cases.
I think the company had a super need for something. I'm not sure why. Maybe it was just to make sure you all understood they could put it in the fuel adjustment and they were willing to do a little less. I don't know. They get... I got the feeling the company wanted to file something at the settlement. The
company spent a lot of tax or ratepayer money through this procedure.
Well,
yes.
If they got their ADP, that would nail down the issue for them before going into the rate case, too.
Yes. So.
Well, if their ADP would have been a resource that was the least cost, it might have been granted. I mean, quite honestly, that for me, that's it's not timely, but there was some other things that if mm-hmm. the case would have been different, maybe we'd have looked at it differently.
But I think this is a good direction,
pretty clear guidance.
Not only here in this instance, but going forward, this is I would hope it's clear direction, get it done when it's appropriate and timely to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
good. Thanks.
So we get a draft out by the 18th, 19th, something like that?
Yeah, we'll get something out.
Okay.
Hope we Jer.
All right.
You'll forward that around so that I can look at that as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Any closing comments, Commissioner Fetch?
Actually, I think I just made that. Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. With that, I'll close the work session on case number PU1259. Thank you.
Thank you.
So,
You were UA this morning, Mr. Sheldon.
I was.
Who's your backup?
Steve.